Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, my friends. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. A quick shout out to my hunting buddies. I appreciate the time I had to spend with Pastors Cook and Graves, and then the two deacons there, Brother Graves Sr. and Brother Bob. I sure enjoyed my time with you there at Roger Miller's ranch and hunting with the Miller brothers up there around Paso Robles. Great time. Did Trump Jr. do it? Did he actually meet with a Russian during the campaign? A Russian? Of course, Hillary's campaign sent operatives to Ukraine to collect dirt on Trump. Trump Jr. met with a Russian who promised to give him dirt on Hillary? DNC hired former intelligence agent Christopher Steele to concoct a dossier on Trump, large portions of which has been discredited, and Steele admitted in court documents part of his work still needed to be verified. That didn't stop Comey from using it, though, to launch an investigation, trying to make it out that Russia owned Trump and could blackmail the U.S. All fake news. Trump Jr. reveals he met with a Russian to get dirt on Hillary. Questions are being raised about Comey's participation in getting the dossier on Trump. His refusal to answer questions. Trump Jr. met with a Russian government lawyer that Obama's Justice Department allowed to enter into the U.S. without a visa under a special provision called extraordinary circumstances. But wait for it. Wait for it. If you want a simple argument against government-controlled and government-provided health care, just pay attention to the spectacle before us being played out in the UK. The government there, it seems, wants to kill a little baby guard. Why? A 10-month-old baby that the government health care system of Britain has deemed the quality of life to be too far below what they think is worth spending the money necessary to save his life. What is this about? Well, stay tuned. Is China planning to use North Korea to start a war with America? Well, that doesn't seem likely, does it? Why does China have an estimated 40,000 agents working inside our country? Yeah, a bombshell report recently revealed. And according to this well-respected and reputed Chinese source, the spies are now commissioned to do what he called offensive spying, which he explained means that they are to be prepared to destroy the United States from within in whatever ways they can. First, by obtaining military weapons-related technology, thank you, Bill Clinton, for treasonously allowing China to gain access to our military secrets. And second, by buying U.S. officials and obtaining influence over their families. And third, to attack the U.S. internet infrastructure, planting malicious spyware and so forth. And now, a key ally of China, North Korea, recently successfully launched an ICBM. And that brings them right to our back door, gives them reach to Hawaii or even the West Coast of America, like California, for example. And then there is the latest left-wing nut to issue a veiled threat on the president's life via Twitter. A real maniac from Maine. Yeah, state representative of Maine threatens, quote, Trump is a half-term president at most, especially if I get within 10 feet of that. And he uses a word we will not use. That from Representative Scott Heyman. Heyman? Maybe someone should remind Scott of the biblical character of that name that conspired to hang someone he despised and ended up swinging from his own gallows. I'm just saying, folks, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
All right, my friends, listen, I got word on the God and Gunslinger Home Defense Kit for this year's drawing prize at the Lights On Banquet, an evening with a brain masseur. Pat of Pat's Automotive on Blosser here in Santa Maria, along with John Perry, owner of Range Master and Slope, are presenting a Smith & Wesson MP9 Shield, a high-quality 9mm handgun equipped with the Crimson Trace laser and holster. This is one the men or the ladies can use. This is a prize worth more than $800, my dear friends. And then Lighthouse Baptist Church is going to provide a leather-bound Bible worth close to $200. Each paid guest gets one entry into the first prize drawing for this year's God and Gunslinger Home Defense Kit. And then this year, we're adding two more drawing prizes. I can't tell you what they are on the radio, but I can tell you each one is worth more than $200. Other favors and gifts will be given in the course of the evening. Lou Silva of Have It Wired here in Santa Maria and Peter Mock, who represents Cal Coast Irrigation, will be presenting Lou's famous barbecue tri-tip dinner. That's awesome. And this is going to be followed by one of Emily's awesome, awesome desserts. Our keynote speaker, listen to this, is going to be California State Assemblyman Jim Patterson. Yeah. I've invited State Assemblyman Cunningham. I'm waiting to hear from his schedulers. But Assemblyman Patterson is committed to come. And he is, my friend, he is among the most conservative of our California Assembly members. His God and country message is an inspiration. He is exactly the sort of representative I believe we need in Sacramento. And you'll have an opportunity to meet this fine man and hear his message. And if you're concerned, as I am, about voter fraud in California, Julie Bischoff is the local expert on this issue, and she will be at this year's Lights On banquet to talk to us about voter fraud in California. And, of course, the Brain Masseur will get your lights on high beam with his live performance of the Brain Massage Show. And all of this for one low price. This event is the bargain of the year at $25. But if you'll register by September 1st, you can get your tickets for only $20 each. All discounts end after September 1st, so get your ticket today. Listen carefully as our announcer will explain how to register for this event.
Go to SantaMariaLighthouse.org. Click on the banquet button on the top right of the menu bar on the homepage. Complete the registration form and click send. After the form is successfully sent, the page will reset to blank. You'll see the donate button in the right column. Click on that button and make your payment according to your pleasure, PayPal, credit card, or debit card. If you'd rather mail it in, see the address at the bottom of the form. Thank you. See you in church.
Thank you, Rod. Did Trump Jr. do it? Did he actually meet with a Russian? You know, huh? A Russian? Hillary's campaign sent operatives to Ukraine to collect dirt on Trump. Trump Jr. recently confessed to meeting with a Russian government lawyer who promised to give him dirt on Hillary, but didn't deliver. The DNC hired former British intelligence agent Christopher Steele to concoct a dossier on Trump, large portions of which has been discredited. As Steele has admitted in court documents that, quote, part of his work still needed to be verified, end quote. This was an effort by the DNC cooperating with certain Trump-hating GOPers, who hired Steele to come up with a way to make it out that Russia owned Trump and could blackmail the United States. Turns out it was all fake news. Trump Jr. reveals that he met with a Russian to get dirt on Hillary. And that's repeated ad nausea in the Soros Clinton paid for propaganda echo chamber called the mainstream media here in America over and over and over again. It's like Trump Jr. met with Russian. Trump Jr. met with Russian. Trump Jr. changed channel. Trump Jr. met with Russian. Hit the button again. Trump Jr. met with Russian. Then, with DNC hired Steele to produce dossier on Trump, who went to Ukraine to dig up dirt on Trump from the government there, followed by Trump Jr. met with Russia, Trump Jr. met with Russian, Trump Jr. met with Russian, Trump Jr. met with Russian, Trump Jr. met with... You get the idea. Questions are being raised now about Comey's participation in getting the dossier on Trump. Yeah, his refusal to answer during Comey's testimony to the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, you know, quote, good man, end quote, Comey. You notice that everybody starts their answers about what a loser Comey was by, as an FBI director, by saying he's a good man. So, okay, good man Comey refused to answer repeated questions about his agency's ties to the dossier. You know, the dossier that the DNC and certain gopers, you know, that's a, you know what a goper is, right? You know, the gophers that crawl under the ground and eat up and feed on the grassroots, right? These are politicians who feed on the grassroots sensitivities and concerns, but just fill their own belly with it and really don't have any genuine, honest commitment to our principles and concerns. Anyway, these gophers hired Steele, along with the DNC, to prepare a dossier, you know, the one that has been used as the basis for the FBI's justification for seeking FISA court approval to secretly monitor the communications of private persons who may or may not have been connected to the Trump campaign. The dossier that was used by the FBI to launch the investigation into allegations that Moscow colluded with Trump's campaign together to influence our elections. The dossier that has been debunked and proved fallacious, that misrepresented facts. For example, that bit about Trump hiring prostitutes to do a golden showers routine on the bed in a room he learned had been occupied by Obama. Total fake news. Turns out a pimp approached one of Trump's bodyguards multiple times with offers to send in the whores, but he was dismissed. Never happened. But that does not matter to these people. If they can't orchestrate some kind of scandal they can use, well, then they'll just go ahead and do the next best thing and make it up. They'll just lie and say it happened. The bit about Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, traveling to Prague to meet with Kremlin officials in secret meetings in August of 2016, totally false. Proof? Okay, how about The Atlantic confirming Cohen's whereabouts during the period, and he was not in Prague. Oh, and Cohen's passport shows he had not traveled to Prague. So this is the dossier literally manufactured by Steele and the employee of DNC and certain Trump-hating gophers. But did the FBI actually participate in putting this dossier together? When Comey was asked about the involvement of his agency in the manufacturing of this dossier, he refused to comment. Yeah. He, quote, refused to answer questions about his agency's ties to the dossier, end quote. Comey admitted that when Trump asked him to consider investigating the origins of the, quote, unquote, salacious material in the dossier, well, Comey got a little backbone. Pushed back, huh? He was so weak, he just did not know what to do when Trump suggested he consider dropping the investigation. The poor widow, soft-spoken, sweetie, good man Comey was so intimidated, he didn't know what to do. But he had the courage to push back against the suggestion that he investigate where this dossier originated. Keep in mind, this is the dossier that Comey used as the basis for his investigation. Certainly dependent on it for a large measure of that. And he was not interested in ascertaining its origins. Journalist Paul Sperry in the New York Post revealed that the Senate Judiciary Committee, quote, threatened to subpoena Fusion GPS, end quote. Who's that? Well, that's the secretive firm that, quote, hired Steele to produce the dossier, end quote. Well, why is that interesting to us? Well, it so happens that Fusion GPS was, quote, on the payroll of an unidentified Democratic ally of Clinton when it hired a long-retired British spy to dig up dirt on Trump, end quote. Uh-huh. By the way, this is the same group that was hired to get dirt on GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney. And this is the group the DNC went to investigate pro-life activists protesting the abortion-promoting, baby-part-selling Planned Parenthood. Yeah. A key co-founder and partner in the Fusion GPS firm was a Hillary Clinton donor and supporter. But there's nothing to see there, you know. And by the way, these things are not allegations. These are stipulated in the record. So let's see. Good man Comey uses a dossier prepared by a retired British spy hired by Fusion GPS connected to Hillary Clinton to go to Ukraine, foreign country, and dig up dirt on Trump. Trump Jr. gets a call from someone he knows who informs him of a Russian woman who has dirt on Hillary that wants to meet with him. So Trump Jr. says, all right, and set up the meet. He meets with her and she offers nothing on Hillary. She wants to talk about some law that offends the Russians because it implicates Putin in a suspicious death of a political dissident. Yeah, the Ruskies these days certainly want to put that sort of thing behind them, you know. So Trump says, well, good day to you, and goes about his business. This mysterious Russian government lawyer who lied in order to get an audience with Trump Jr. was denied a visa to enter the U.S. originally. So Obama's Department of Justice, Loretta Lynch, you know, famous for her tete-a-tete with Clinton on the tarmac, gave her a special pass to enter the country for, quote, unquote, extraordinary circumstances. But then she busies herself while here with business outside the parameters of the extraordinary circumstances she used to get in here. So her real reason for being here was hidden. And she sets about to target key Republicans that can be embarrassed by meeting with a Russian during a time when the DNC were trying to suggest Trump was in bed with the Russians. All right, I need to wrap the first segment. Here's the point. The point of all this is to keep throwing so much muck and mud at Trump's administration, they become distracted from advancing the wonderful agenda Trump laid out during his campaign. And also, I think Russia's right about this. It provides cover for the weak-kneed gophers to hide their inaction on key things Americans want done, but they don't really want to do. But let me tell you, underneath all of this is the liar. It's lies, my friend. Lies, lies, lies. And I know that you, as I am, are getting sick and tired of just being lied to and lied to and lied to. Everything's about lying, you know. The American people are being lied to. Again, truth is cast into the street, and equity cannot enter. according to the prophet Isaiah 59, verse 14. Hold on through the break. I'll be right back. Folks, I've gone a bit long in this segment. We're going to skip the break and just roll right along.
Stand by. Five, the Brain four, Massage Show three, is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. Your Brain Masseur and Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Folks, there is nothing illegal about a campaign operative receiving negative information about a political opponent, no matter who it's from. It's not illegal when the Clintons do it. And, you know, that's their expertise, I mean. That is their modus operandi. In their case, if they can't find it, well, they'll just invent it. And it's not illegal when Trump Jr. does it either. Friend, this has nothing to do with the DNC's concern about illegal behavior or treason or any such thing. It has everything to do with a smear campaign designed to distract Trump from his agenda and provide cover for rhino gopers to sabotage his efforts from within his own party. And that's why we can't get repeal of Obamacare. Interesting, you know, that Republicans were able to get a vote for the repeal of Obamacare when Obama was the president. You know, a simple direct bill to repeal. Yeah. When they knew Obama would veto it. Yeah, when they knew it didn't have a chance to actually become law. Now, all of a sudden, they can't find a path to vote for repeal when they have a president who would sign it. The fact is, there are many gopers who want government-run health care. Now, they don't want to use it themselves. They don't want it for their families, but they want it for yours. They want all of us dependent on the government for our health care. They are progressives. They are socialist light. That's why they're dragging their feet on repeal. Many gopers want open borders, so they're dragging their feet on the wall. Many gopers are actually progressives. I think Levin got it right when he observed recently that these days, the Republican Party is the progressive party and the Democratic Party is the communist party. So friend, if you're looking for a simple way to help your more reasonably inclined but deluded liberal friends to see the truth about government-controlled and government-provided health care, well, just pay attention to the spectacle before us in the UK. The government healthcare system there has established criteria that prohibits the parents of little Charlie Guard to get for their baby the care he needs. Now, why would a government want to interfere with a parent's efforts to provide healthcare needed for their baby? If government is paying for it, well, then the government decides whether or not you get it. It's as simple as that. Now, Charlie has some health issues. The government healthcare system there in Britain thinks deprive the baby of any hope for a quality of life that they think would justify the expense required to make the effort to save his life. Charlie suffers from a rare genetic disorder. His parents submitted him to the London's Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children in order to receive some treatment. That hospital has determined that the baby will not recover to a life worth living in their view, you know, by their criteria. The baby's quality of life is below their threshold of acceptable. They want to remove the baby from life-sustaining care and let him die. The parents object. And many specialists, by the way, also object, and they want to take the baby from that hospital and seek other alternatives that have been made available to them. The hospital refuses to release the baby. What? Now, in Britain, you know, the government healthcare system, did you hear me say government healthcare system, gives to the courts the final say in such disputes. And that's what Obamacare does. The parents have to get permission from the court to remove their baby from the clutches of the hospital of hell. Imagine your baby in the control of a hospital that has said that your baby should die. And you have to get a court order to release your own child into your custody. And then the court sides with the hospital. Now, that's government health care 101. There it is. Is that what you want? If government provides you health care, they can deny your health care. This baby has mitochondrial DNA depletion syndrome. Now, Charlie's deaf and blind and cannot breathe without a ventilator present. Usually, children with this disease do not live beyond early childhood. In the best case, the parents love their little baby. And there have been cases of children with this kind of a condition who lived a meaningful life within their own families, at least up to early childhood, and then expire in the loving environment of their family. These parents are fighting for the life of their child. Besides all this, there are treatments available that provide some genuine hope for sufficient recovery to live out his life with his parents. The family has raised over £1 million, and they have been given an invitation to bring the baby to America to receive treatment, but the hospital refuses to release that baby and the British court continues to deny to the parents their right, their natural right, to make decisions like this for their own child. Let the government have control of providing health care, and they control who gets it, how much they get, when they get it, and if they get it. They become your owners and make decisions about your life the way you might make a decision about the treatment of your cat or your dog. The dog has cancer that costs us X number of dollars. That's way beyond your resources or budget. And it seems unreasonable to make that kind of sacrifice necessary to save the life of a dog. So you decide to put the dog down. Your child becomes the government's dog or cat or horse. The value of your child is measured against a cold criteria of resources versus benefits. The government, so nice, it will provide health care for you, becomes cruel and unfeeling when it decides you or your baby are not worth the cost. Government health care is a nightmare, a horror story that the Guard family is living right now. You need not merely to show your opposition to government-run health care. You need not merely to wish or hope for a repeal of Obamacare. You need to stand up to these monsters and tell them in no uncertain terms they have no business taking health care out of your hands and putting it into the control of some bureaucrats or some judge. Repeal Obamacare now. I'll be right back.
Three great speakers, State Assemblyman Jim Patterson, Santa Barbara Conservative Women President Julie Bischoff, and your beloved brain masseur, together at the Lighthouse for our Lights On Banquet November 3rd. Three drawings, the famous God and Gunclinger Home Defense Kit, free Bible and gun, and two, I can't mention on the radio, but I can tell you they're worth more than $200 each. Add Lou's Tri-Tip, followed by Emily's Dessert, all for $25. Register by September 1st and save $5. Call Becky at 805-714 0786.
My friends, is China planning to use North Korea to start a war with America? Now, that just seems beyond the pale to me. But you are aware that one of the things we've been very concerned about ever since, thanks to Bill Clinton, the North Koreans got the nuclear bomb, is their being able to develop the capacity to send that bomb to our shores, to drop it on one of our cities, one of our towns. They lacked the technology to successfully launch an ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile, that would be able to carry a warhead and deliver it to U.S. cities. Now, this past July 3rd, which would be their 4th, they successfully launched an ICBM. Now, I understand, didn't have time to run it down, but I understand there's still a question whether they can launch one powerful enough to carry the weight of their nuclear bombs, because they don't have the technology to put enough a bomb in a sufficiently small package so that an ICBM could deliver it to one or more of our cities. But my friend, they are dangerously close to being able to deliver a nuclear bomb to one of our cities. Now, Trump believes North Korea is probably our number one threat, and I'm inclined to agree. What is China doing to rein them in? Why does China have an estimated 40,000 agents working within our country right now? Spies. And according to this well-respected and reputed Chinese source, the spies are now commissioned to do what he called offensive spying, which he explained means they're working to be prepared to destroy the United States in whatever ways they can. Now, they have three objectives, I understand. First, to obtain military weapons-related technology. And second, to buy influence over U.S. officials like, you know, Hillary, like they owned the Clintons back in his administration, remember that, and or their families. And now a key ally of China, North Korea, recently successfully launches an ICBM. And friend, that brings them to our back door. I mean, that gives them reach to Hawaii or even perhaps the west coast of America or our beloved California. This information about China's massive infiltration of our country by spies, you know, that took place over a long period of time, but most of it, and it really intensified during Obama's presidency, it comes from a billionaire Chinese businessman, a real estate fella, a developer, who recently broke ties from the Beijing regime and came to America. He's living now in New York. While in China, he developed close ties with the Ministry of State Security. And that's the Civilian Intelligence Service and the Military Spy Service of the People's Liberation Army, PLA. This source says that the plan is to attack America from within its borders. He said, quote, "The United States is bleeding and is unaware that sooner or later the United States will run out of blood," end quote. Now, as my friend Max Graves Sr. would say, the collective BTUs of all this are overwhelming every effort to keep it cool. North Korea is putting out extraordinary BTUs with their latest successful ICBM rocket launch. And China is radiating BTUs off the charts with this recent discovery of how extensively they have infiltrated this country with their spies. And every effort to keep cool is quickly dissipating. And then you've got these crazy left-wing nuts out there protesting against human life. You know, kill yourself, save the planet. People looking at us from outside this country must think we've gone insane. Calling for Americans to reduce child reproduction in worship of Gaia. Yeah, you know, save the planet, have fewer children. Not for the Muslims, though. No. They're to have all the children they can possibly want and more. But you white folk, your children, your white folk children are taking up too much of the resources of this planet, and so you need to reduce your childbearing activity. That's the message, my friends. Then The Atlantic argues that Trump's pro-West speech is racist. Why? Because it defends Western traditions. You see, as Prager says, quote, to The Atlantic writers, defending Western civilization is nothing more than a defense of white racism. Now, why would you say that, Mr. Dennis Prager? Well, because the Atlantic article, written by Beinart, opined, quote, the most shocking sentence in Trump's speech, perhaps the most shocking sentence in any presidential speech delivered on foreign soil in my lifetime, was his claim that the fundamental question of our time is whether the West has the will to survive. Trump's sentence only makes sense as a statement of racial and religious paranoia, end quote. Really? That must be what FDR meant whenever he used that expression to save Western civilization. And then there's this state representative in Maine who tweeted a veiled threat in the president's life. Representative Scott Heyman tweeted, quote, Trump is a half-term president at most, especially if I get within 10 feet of that. And he, again, uses a word I'm not going to repeat. Scott Heyman, thank you for illustrating why we insist on the right to bear arms. Good night. Man, these people, these lefties, they're crazies. Maybe someone should remind Scott of the biblical character of that name that conspired to hang someone he despised and ended up swinging from his own gallows. The entire structure of leftist ideology is constructed upon sand. Lies. The first tier foundation supporting their philosophy is evolution. Humanists depend on legitimizing their denial of any authority above themselves in order to free them to assume authority over everyone else. That's worth repeating. Come out from under God and you will certainly find yourself under man. Another layer of sand, situational ethics and pragmatism and moral equivalency and all of this nonsense. It's all sand. It's all lies. Christians need only be filled with that wind from heaven and let it blow through their lives as they proclaim the truth. Like a wind from heaven blown from pure hearts, those sands will be blown away out from under their false and fake ideologies, their little house of card games they play in their minds. The ideological constructs will crumble into dust. The only thing that will stand is the truth. Truth will finally prevail. Stand on the truth. When the wind starts blowing, make sure you're standing on the truth, Christian soldier. And pray for the winds of heaven to blow hard upon the sands of lies and deceit in this country. Remember, the prophet warned us that when truth is cast into the street, equity can't get in. Judgment stands afar off. Justice turns its back on us. And my friend, the Bible says the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. You need to find your way to a Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching church. And you're certainly welcome to visit us at the Lighthouse Baptist Church. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know you see that they are on. Contact me and say lights on if you agree with what I'm saying. You say lights off if you disagree. And I'm happy for any kind of input, lights on, lights off, either way. You can call me directly at 805-714-0785. And that is 805-714-0785. And if I'm with another caller, you can leave a message for me and I'll get back to you. Or go to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net, and send me an email. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.